Wagon Radio is now on the air. Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit! Ladies and everybody else. God, I hope we're the only ones that survived the apocalypse. We'll have to entertain everyone else. You sound funky to me. Do you sound funky to yourself? Yeah. Or the fact we're using a different microphone for you or a different input. Maybe. We're not quite sure. Yeah, that's what they told me. Yeah, that's what they're telling me. Hey, by the way, if you haven't figured it out from the intro of the show, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We are coming back after our summer break. And officially what we're considering this show is the beginning of the second year of Spank Wagon Radio here at LV Rocks. And we have some major fucking changes. Well, not major. We have changes that we wouldn't be bragging about them, you wouldn't see them or know about them, but we need to brag. Well, brand new equipment. Yes, very nice brand new equipment. This equipment may make a lot of listeners very happy that we have it. It should make you happy. You know, we won't have to deal with some of these squealing and squabbling that we've had in the past with the old device. Let's see. Where do we want to start with today's show? You do sound more quadraphonic. You have regained your quadraphonic Ayatollah status. So, all right, let's start off with the what I consider an even bigger thing to celebrate and shout and cheer about. It's beginning tonight, beginning on tonight's show. So everybody check the date. It's July 22nd, 2005. Spank Wagon Radio is now podcasted. So what this means, if you guys are so fucking lazy you can't catch a live show, or you don't know how to surf through the archives, you now have the ability to go to the podcast. Now let me explain who and how this is all being done. The podcast is being done by autopodcaster.com. Autopodcaster.com. And the reason they're doing it is because my ass can't get RS 2.0 to work properly on the site. So they are graciously doing this, and we hope everybody downloads the show from them when they want to do the podcast. That's the best way to go. Jesus, it's all on the internet. Anybody, dude, podcasting is like ridiculously exploded. I mean, I swear to God, right now, if someone wanted to, you could find a podcast about chicken fucking. Let's challenge our listeners out there, our live listeners, a podcast on chicken fucking. Anybody, it is out there. You think so? Okay, so we got to find a link, though. Someone can find a legitimate podcast for chicken fucking. You're rolling your eyes like, oh, God, you're expecting them to do something. Yes, I am expecting them to do something. Well, they got their ears, man. They don't need to be on our site. They can actually listen to the show. Hell, even if someone on the podcast finds a podcast for chicken fucking. Go into detail about what you're thinking here. Lonely podcasters hooking them up. Okay. Yeah, same here. Now, the problem is, I don't know. I can hear the music still, and our faders are down. I don't know if they can hear that out there. Probably not. Yeah, we are. We seem to be. All right. Anyhow, so Auto Podcaster, first off, a big, big thank you, and we'll even give you some ad props later on, for taking the Spankwagon show, listening to it, and making it available to all those people out there who, you know, did this, are doing this podcast thing and helping us get out to more people. We do appreciate that. The second thing, this is lesser news, but still really fucking cool. We have a brand new foam patch here in the studio. I guess this was installed just today. So everybody in the past who's bitched that they can't hear us, oh, you can hear us now, we assume. So what we're going to do, the number one person out there that loves to bitch, that absolutely totally loves to bitch about the foam patch, virtual one, we'd like you to call in there, Vert. Give us a call. You know the number. You should by now. Give us a call, and we'll try not to hang up on you when we're testing out the new foam patch. Oh, great. So we'll be listening to 80 stations thinking of us. Yeah. Subliminable? Is that like aluminium? Aluminium. Subliminable. You said subliminable. I'm just saying, dude. So, all right. So moving on. A few other things. What'd you guys do during your... What did you do during your break? Your car threatened to get towed? Do we have a call? Yes, we do. So then we... Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. No, that's just that. Oh, this sucks. Spankwagon Radio. I'll drop. It's all digital buttons and shit. Maybe I did something wrong there. I don't know. Let's try this. Make sure that's on. Let's put it on the hook. Because, you know, we got to fuck with technology. See, I'm not hearing shit. Well, that really sucks ass. We'll figure it out a little bit. I must... You know, maybe it's because it's me using this that it has to be not working. I'm just saying. Jesus, you're just fucking with the music all day today. Anywho. So what did you do during your break? Because I know you didn't listen to any of the pre-recorded shows, and you weren't in any of the chat rooms. You forgot the show. I am in the wilds of Iowa, the middle of nowhere on dial-up connections, at least in dial-up connections, going on to the chat room, making sure that everything is good. And you couldn't even get out of your fucking couch, off your couch, to do anything for the show. You should be ashamed of yourself. All right. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air. See, I'm not getting anything. We'll start randomly turning knobs. Well, you know, I really should. I was in the wilds of Iowa. Sorry, caller. Why can we not hear them? Anyhow. Who's got your mic? I've got your mic. I guess that sort of explains it. Thank you. By the way, Diggs is in the chat room here joining us. He says, it's total operator. He can't replace people's fingers. Hold on. I've got the instruction manual, okay? I have the absolute answers to what's going on. So, while we're doing this, don't forget to check out a few different things. First off, you can join us online a couple different ways. Head your asses over to spankwagon.net. During the show, we have a cam up, which right now is kind of lamenting on the fact that, you know, we're back on the air. Also, we have the chat room, irc.slashnet.org, pound LV rocks is the room. for those of you who are geek enough to actually join that way. If you're not geek enough, go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam/chat, and you can join us live thanks to the modern technology of the interweb. So, let's see how we use this thing. Operation. Nope, it doesn't give operation. It doesn't say step one, read this first. There's no readme files. It tells me what everything is here. I was going to read it on the air, you know. Oh, I like this here. Wait. What does it say? Before you pick up the phone, please... Oh. Before you pick up the phone, please thumb through the rest of this manual. You might find those deep technical questions are covered on later pages. Like, how to use this fucking thing now that we have it. Introduction. The broadcast host will allow you to send and receive audio over analog telephone lines. While this may seem like a simple task that any telephone can do, the challenge is getting the best quality audio from such a limited audio path. What is a digital hybrid? A digital hybrid connects audio signals to a standard analog telephone line without the variations in quality found along hybrids. But we can't hear them. That's the distressing part. I know everything's cranked on our side here. Dude, if it gets to more 11, we you know. And it's not going through the amplifier, I know that. Yeah. And if they... And we're not getting anything from any of the callers. Anything, nothing, zip, zero, nada. You know, it would be us to say, ooh, we got something new, and it's not practiced or well-rehearsed enough to use it. Podcaster right now is laughing their ass off. Hell, anybody who's been missing us for the past few weeks is laughing their ass off. Okay, so we're not even hanging up the line at this point. We're just talking to someone. We know it's there. We could see it's there. We can see that there's a person on that line, but we just can't get anywhere from that. I don't know. Anywho. And I love this. Virtual One is actually on the line, and he's saying that he's babbling to get the meters to move, and they're not moving. Nothing is on the send and receive. Nothing. I have cursed the new phone patch. I don't know what to say. I really don't. When we go to break, we'll take a look at this and, you know, maybe... Wait, how the hell did you do that? It's a bad cable?
Bad cable.
Bad cable. Hey!
Keep that cable up.
Wait, time out. Hold on.
Right.
Okay, I wanted to... Can you hear us pretty well?
I can hear you better than I used to. It sounds like a long-distance phone line, which is what it is. So it's probably not too bad.
Wow.
I don't have to, like, press my ear up against the phone receiver and plug my other ear to hear yet.
Well, that's impressive. We're glad that you can hear us. By the way, this is for Diggs, the Diggs in the chat room. It was a cable of yours. Claude just wiggled this black cable and it worked. It wasn't us. Ha! Fuck it, it wasn't us! Yes! Right on!
Well, congratulations on the working phone patch.
Well, thank you.
Definitely.
You want to talk about anything?
Of course not. I don't have one.
You have nothing to
call for anything in particular other than to try out the phone patch, but I'm thrilled to see that it works.
And we are too, actually. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Vert.
Yep. I'll give somebody else a chance to call you.
There you go.
Bye.
Ooh. It's a black one that it's going into the auxiliary RTN or RT. Yeah, RTN. Just wiggled the wire and we heard him. I just want to point out that, you know, this is what I love the best about internet radio. It's on-the-fly troubleshooting that we have to do. You know, I mean, when whether it's us or anybody else, it's really interesting. Like, professional radio stations would panic and go to music. We actually sit there and troubleshoot. Looks like you're just knobbing the microphone there. Dig says we still need to tweak the settings, and we'll get to that through a few callers. You know, we got plenty of time now that we have the patch here. Our fingers are not broken. I just got one word, bitch. All right. Anywho, where are we at right now? Because we just wasted time with that. That's exactly. Toilet won't step running. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Yep, part of our brand new technology. Yeah, I was looking at that when I came in earlier and wasn't quite sure how they were using it, but it's an LCD display board with all the different shows that come out of the studios deal on it. And with everybody's like logo, ours is on there, but we're not really using it because if you got the webcam up, if you're looking at the webcam, you can actually see Claude's favorite image in the entire world. The ha-ha guy that's been like all over the internet and FARC and everything else. Which is exactly what we did. Nice. Doesn't he wear a monocle? Oh, it is, you're right. Well, it's because people just keep using it and using it and using it. What do you mean? Oh, very easily. Because it's like one of those things, you know, a little bit is good, too much of it, though, and everywhere you look is just not a good thing. By the way, Dig says, Diggs points out, never mind, I tested the phone patch for 40 minutes or so, and the cable is fine. Jeez, karma. That could be. We could be suffering from a bad bout of karma. There is such a better song. What's wrong with you? There is such a better song. Why don't you load up the better song so we can redeem ourselves? Thank you. We need it. Oh, God. If you play what I think you're going to play. Oh, you are. Do you want our listeners to kill themselves after our return or during our return?
Your life is worthless. Take the knife to yourself in the second hour.
Kill your neighbor first. Do you have a pet? Take care of that. Yeah, okay. So anyhow. So we covered the new phone patch. We covered the fact that, you know, we're now autopodcaster.com is covering us. So we've got all the technological. And you know, I actually put it into, for anybody who's doing podcasts or has no clue, the new version of iTunes for us Mac users, and there's plenty of like iPodder and iPodder X and all these other applications for everyone else. There is actually a tag in there that actually will flash a little red explicit on my iTunes. So we even come up Spankwagon explicit. Woo! Because we say the words like, give me a good profanity word here. And what would that be, Claude? And that is why we have an explicit tag, because we like to say the word. Claude absolutely loves to suck on. hold on, we got a call. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, that definitely sounds better, guys.
Oh, yeah. Are you on a landline or a cell phone?
I'm on landline. This is what I wanted to see for sure, because cell phone, it always seems to pick you up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hearing you good on my landline right now.
That's very cool. I know, well, cell phone, you can turn the mic, you know, the earpiece way up. So that's why I don't think anybody ever bitched on a cell phone. So we sound good yet?
Good.
Say again?
It sounded good. How am I sounding out there, though?
You sound great to us. Hopefully the listeners think you sound good, too, hopefully.
Because your last caller was a little low.
It was a little low. We're still, like I said, we're still tweaking it.
Yeah, you'll find it. Anyway, I just want to call besides to test it on a landline, make sure this thing's worth the money.
I think it is so far.
Second, to welcome you guys back, man.
Oh, thank you.
The 3 weeks is too long, man.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for covering for us, especially when you had to edit my audio files because they were too damn quiet.
What was that with that, man?
We recorded them, and we're like, these sound great. And, you know, we just send them up. And, you know, we're like, oh, we're done. Woohoo, vacation. Yeah, it sounded great to us. And I'm like, you're like, it's dead. It's low. We're like, fuck. Yeah.
Oh, no wonder.
Everything sounded good at 3 in the morning.
All right, guys. I just wanted to welcome you back.
Thank you very much. And thanks for testing out the phone patch. Very cool. Speaking of cock. Who the fuck? Oh, dear God. He's from Massachusetts. He's from... I was just going to say he's white and he's Irish. He must be just your fucking hero. Really? Let's play it. Yeah, let's hear it.
You want deepness? I can tell you want deepness. I've got broccoli cock. How many vegetarian women are in the house and would like to stuff their mouth with my chlorophyll? I guess more than ill. I left heads for deathbeds with my morbid skill. And I've got whores to kill, excluding Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill's pretty and her voice rules. And she sings other people's songs so well. Kiss but don't tell. And if you ever do, that'll be the last time I take you to the heavy petting zoo. We can dry hump until the cows come home. Round up the cattle while I treat my rug burned. Cauliflower love burn. Sun can hurt. Branches out in every which way. And lubrication comes from what your lips spray. So what that kid say? What I said, yo. My bitch has got mad flavor. Heavy flow. Mentally, I'm busting more cherries than that kid named Telling. I'm friendly like Casper after I take advantage and vanish. I'd ask you your name, but I could care less. I'm just wondering if those are real breasts. So now I'm checking out your headlights. You ran the red light. Special, squeezing my head tight. Pressed right into your out of proportion chest. Alright, they're mad, Jay. Now I'm just concerned with whether or not they can lactate. No? Turn around and make that ass chick ho for false advertising. More than that surprising. I mean, with all that experience, you still don't know how to work around your periods? Get a calendar. And stop prostituting your love notes from J.D. Salinger. Don't make me get mad at you. I've got nothing but love for you. I got nothing but love for dumb sluts. Hike up your skirt a little more. Why even bother wearing a shirt if it's so small? Paul, show off your navel with some ornaments. You won all events in the whore tournaments. Congratulations, gold medal finalist. I don't mind your mindlessness. It's the only reason I exist. Timeless mind, ageless body. Hardly sage's hobby. Probably speaking male chauvinistic pig Latin to some outrageous hardy. Naughty, don't make you horny, baby, do I? Didn't think so. Drink slow and I'll be more fly. You could judge a harlot by the thickness of her beer goggles, turning the most repulsive weird cock pools into Calvin Klein underwear models. Convenient, isn't it? I'm not lenient when I'm ripping it, nor am I a small obedient barefoot pregnant in the kitchen shit. But what's the ingredient when bitches strip? I'm just not seeing it. It's not intricate, they need to think of it. I mean, I'm sexually frustrated. That's where all this hate is coming from. Sage Francis, non-profits, and I'm still not a done.
Who is that again? Okay, so does he have a website? Diggs found it! Oh my God! Podcasting news, there is a chicken sex bakery. Oh my God, see? I told you, there is a chicken fucking podcast. And he posted it up for anybody in the chat room, anybody who needs to get into the chat room. Yeah, listen after our show, obviously. Oh, Jesus Christ, that's bad. He said that Diggs has pointed out that the last show was posted on July 12th, so it's fairly new. This is a very current and up-to-date show, a modern show telling you how to chicken fuck better and faster in the new age. I mean, as opposed to maybe an 80s version of this, which was they comb the chicken's thing over, you know. Do we, you know, maybe I might need to get that link later so that way we can get a sound clipping of the chicken fuck show. I'm just saying. What will it sound like? Oh, Jesus. You know, I was waiting for you to play the other one. I was really expecting that one, too. The title show for the chicken fucking show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
I think Diggs just coined us a new segment, a new bit. Crappy podcast of the week. Hold on, I'm writing that shit down. Crappy podcast. Nasty scratch. Yeah, really, Reverend would fit in perfectly. Oh, that's beautiful. All right, I'm looking at the clock. I'm looking at the clock, and it's time. Oh, by the way, we're changing the layout of the show. It's time for our first break. I got music for the first break. So what we're doing is we're coming to a break. We'll be gone only about 10 minutes or so, if that even. And we'll be back for the second segment of... You can find us online at... amongst other places. We'll be back in just a little bit. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, what the fuck? Oh, that looks like that fucking hurts! She pulled a great Luganus. Big time. And it has flattened that face up. This is off of Yahoo News. Ouch. Is that photo, I'm like, what the fuck is this Photoshop? Yeah, well, yeah, they usually all are. So, I mean, it's like rubbing your face on sandpaper and slicing up your head. Holy shit, that's gotta hurt. All right, real quick, because we've been kind of playing catch up and we're out of the swing of things. You do? Well, all right, here's what's going on. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. And if you want to play with us live, the phone lines are open. We're opening them early in the show. Give them the number, Claude. Dude, I hate this song. You will find it. Well, we can fucking find Banana Phone or something to, instead of this. We'll have to find it for you. All right, so here's... Oh, God. Here we go. You really did pile up the music, didn't you?
You still lose.
Actually, we still lose. No. All right, so here's what's going on. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. You can find us. Our home site is spankwagon.net. Of course, you're listening to us through tons of different things. Another thing I forgot to mention in the first hour, we have a new syndicate. A brand new syndicate. We mentioned this on the pre-recorded show, but, you know, you probably couldn't hear us. The new syndicate is actually an old one redone. They cleaned up their site or redid their site or did some to their site for the week. The Extreme Radio Tampa. Extreme Radio Tampa on Kotex Internet Radio. We've got wings. So Extreme... Ah! We stopped the flow. Extreme Radio Tampon. No! Ah! Anyhow, before we get too bad of insulting him, Extreme Radio Tampa, extremeradiotampa.com. Just Tampa. Tampa as in Florida. Which I guess, well, never mind. So we thank you for picking us up. We were there with PlanetRadio.us, but that kind of disappeared, and then this kind of reappeared. So, hey, I'm cool with it. Oh, no.
You know something, Moshe?
What's that?
This song is not about all Jewish women. You know that, right?
Oh, no. What is this? Well, and Diggs is worried because he's like only seen the haha guy for the first, you know, first third of the show. Well, yeah, it's because that's all we put up there. Volkuris kind of shares my same sentiment, though. He fucking hates it that, you know, it's funny the first, oh, you know, 400 times, you know, but after that it gets kind of old. And by the way, Akari points out in the chat room there, he says, Spankwagon tampons, shut your hole. That's a really good one, so... So props to Akari for that one when we get around to it, maybe. Wait, does that mean if they're wearing a skirt, we can hear them click? It's like you can hear high heels walking down the hall, but you all of a sudden hear this little tick, 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 tick. Oh, Jesus Christ, it's you got two-thirds of a jug band right there. you got the fucking corduroys for the washboard, and you got the fucking clicker licker for spoons, and... Oh... If she has gas, you know, then you got the jug. I'm just saying. So, just saying. I didn't have it ready. Oh, here, let me. There you go. Anywho. Yeah, maybe. It's kind of an odd place for a clicker licker. Well, not necessarily. It's a musical instrument, I guess. Listen to Claude Balls and his all clicker licker band. Instead of selling metronomes, you have little clicker lickers. Lots of shit happened while I was gone. Fucking London was bombed and hot coffee. It wasn't quite Al-Qaeda, it was 4-H, huh? Sorry. Oh, it only took 3 times compared to the 450. Move on, hot coffee. Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas. Okay. I have hot coffee or San Andreas? No, I have not seen hot coffee. You have a video of hot coffee. Okay, they're getting out of a car. They're getting out of a Regal with machine guns.
How about a little coffee? I'm scared, dude.
No problem.
I can hear gunshots in the background. Oh. Oh my god, she's giving him a blowjob. Now this is a hacked patch. In game. Were these programmed by the people who Rockstar? Huh, so Rockstar programmed this.
Come on, girl.
Oh my god, it's a scorable fuck scene.
Tell me on the best. You a real professional, baby. Do this for a living.
And you're still controlling your guy.
I ain't insecure, but tell me I'm great.
PJ, let's get married.
Well, that killed the excitement meter. So that's it.
Start tripping.
And you pull off. That's all that is. That's hot coffee. That's it. That's it. And people are pissed off over this? So... Oh, no wonder they're getting all kinds of shit yelled at them. Huh. So now I've seen hot coffee. So we have a guy who's like a career video game. He based his career off of finding video games as influence. What? Yes, please explain. I played Sims 1. You get pixelated. Oh, I hope so. Oh yes. There's nothing. Yes. Twice. Okay, there was only once, but, you know. So. No. Enrique, no. The thing is, yes, I know that behind the pixelation, there's nothing. Not a thing. It's a smooth body. Or nipples or anything. What? Really? Oh, that's just nice. Because I mean, come on, how much on the internet is actually true? Now, you know what? I will even say this. Sims 1 had you could download a patch that took the pixelation off of the bodies in Sims. The Sims 1, and you saw nothing, so I was like, nah, big deal. That's legal speak for you. So, now, there's an update where this guy actually modified his original quote. Read the modified quote. Okay, what's this guy's website? What's his name? What's his name again? Jack Thompson. Okay, there we go. Right there, an asshat alert. Because you're someone who's not even seen the game, used the game, or knows anything about the game, except hearsay, and he's saying that, oh, you can practice pedophilia. Yes, all pederasts out there can practice on the not exposed nudity of that doesn't exist, much more than a Ken and Barbie doll. Yeah. Confused. Really confused. EA has nothing to do with this. EA has nothing to do with this. Matter of fact, skins, when I was playing Sims 1, I was using, I literally made the Hall of Fucking Justice. Because I had, you know, Superman and Aquaman and Batman and all that. You know, anybody. You killed them. My wife did that too. She would actually get the Sims and then, like, starve them and then build walls around every room they were in. Yeah, she had a lot of ghosts floating around because after they die, they become ghosts. A totally haunted sim house. Because you can't. What happens is they die and you just have an urn. And if you take the urn outside, that's where you make a cemetery. So she had a full-on cemetery. She can be, but I'm not going to comment on that now, am I? All right, I think we need to switch gears here. I think we need a good old-fashioned standard bit. I think it's time for Mad Props. Well, we could either do that or we could bring back the good old Reliable. Well, we'll give him props for that. So let's do Mad Props.
I'm in with the out crowd.
Love that song.
I'm in with the out crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time in Spankwagon Radio where we acknowledge you, the faithful listeners, who hang out in the chat room and tolerate us week in and week out. And first, let's give mad props to the man who brought us a phone switch and kind of laughed at us when it didn't work right away. Let's give mad props to
his stupid wire,
Diggs. I don't even know if they're really here, but I see 40 in the chat room, so 40 gets. Let's say hello to Ikari. He fears the keyboard because he doesn't know how to spell Reverend Hammer. Let's say hello to Psyche. Let's not forget Toe. He likes the new phone patch because he can hear us. Virtual One. And last but not least, Focus. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Your mad props for this week. Yes. You. Yeah, sliders are disgusting. You get into an argument about Jesus online? That is the stupidest thing to get into an argument about online. Really, like what? Okay. Well, let me give you something stupid that I found online. This is from the Las Vegas Sun. A new political party has started up here in sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. The White People's Party. This is a political party that the founder claims non-whites, Jews, will not be allowed to join. Of course, the ACLU, being pretty smart about these whole things, say that the this party can't exist because political parties have to be open to all. A new political party whose goal is to eliminate affirmative action and other government programs that help minorities has been formed in Las Vegas. It's called the White People's Party. The White People's Party. The White People's Party filled all the forms for the Secretary of State's office in Carson City Friday as the first step for qualifying to have candidates on the ballot in 2006. The Republican and Democrat parties pander to the minorities, says Michael O'Sullivan. Chairman of the board and director of the party, which will not allow Jews or minorities. It's a party which no Jews, which will not allow minorities or Jews to join. Yes, exactly. That's harsh. I find that funny. You ready for this? Alan Lichtenstein, counsel to the ACL. Lichtenstein. It says Lichtenstein. Alan Lichtenstein, or it's Lichtenstein. Is it Lichtenstein or Lichtenstein? Okay, well, Lichtenstein. I don't know. Counsel for the ACLU of Nevada said there's nothing illegal about creating this political party, but federal and state law will prohibit them from keeping out minorities and Jews. You did. You absolutely did. The White People's Party, Lichtenstein, said has the right to espouse what it wants to, but it has no right to discriminate to keep people out of the party. Yes, bring a keg of beer and you too can join the party. Because you got a bunch of fucking dumbass rednecks. No, these guys aren't even rednecks, man. You know, rednecks, you're just sort of like, eh. A white people's party. Osama's party ticket. WPPT. WP3T. The white people's party ticket. Coming to you live from Las Vegas. Sullivan said Tuesday he knows there will be a lot of criticism, but he said politicians have been catering to the blacks, Hispanic, gays, and other minority groups instead of looking out for the interest of the majority of white voters. And that's what they're planning on doing, yes. My question is, what are they going to accomplish? Let's say by some freak of goddamn stupidity voter nature, okay, that someone gets elected from this white people's party. The congressman from Nevada for the what? For the honky gathering. The honky. We have a council member from the Honky Alliance. I vote we build the gas chamber. Yeah, that'll fly real good. I'm just saying. The Honky Tribunal. I can understand, you know, maybe this guy, this O'Sullivan, whatever, O'Shea, I wonder if he goes to the grocery store, picks up Wonder Bread, looks and scorns at the rye bread. I'm just saying, you know, so scorns the rye bread. I have not scorned the rye bread. Thunder, lightning, I don't know. You know what my question is? $100 says that fucker, that craphead, Honky O'Whitey. I bet Honky O'Whitey, hold on. Here. His name is, hold on, I just had it. Michael O'Sullivan. No, it's Sullivan Brothers, but not O'Sullivan. Okay, so check this out. Okay, Honky McWhitey goes into the grocery store. He buys Skippy. Skippy is kosher. Okay? Oh, very nice. Click on the link. And, of course, the ad in Google says white party. It's a Target ad for... It's a white party. It's a Target ad for linens. Nice. It looks like the white people were using sort of like hijacked bandwidth, like free sites. You know, honky.freespace.pornsitehere.com. Oh, yeah, no, that's a banner ad hell. It looks like a news report. You know what? There's that political show that comes on the station, Subject to Discussion. He needs to get them on there and grill them. Well, of course not. They barely got the electricity figured out, and flushable toilets was just last week with these motherfuckers. I'm just saying, that'd be appropriate. Alrighty, so... You know what? You know that's fucking pride right there. You know, oh, we're white people, but we don't have time to... I'm just saying... Okay. No. Okay. Oh, so he's Dave Chappelle. Okay, how can you get harder than Dave Chappelle with ski, ski, ski? The Mexican family sign, yes, I've seen. And the kid dragged along, and the suitcase. Basically, for those of you who don't know, it's a sign they put on the freeway. It's a yellow triangle sign, or a yellow diamond sign that they put on there, saying, watch out for immigrants crossing the road. It's like a deer sign in Iowa. Immigrants, 5 miles. Wee man. Oh. And who was this that said that? Who the guy? Like, oh, that's just so nice. Nice. All right, I'm looking at the clock. I think it's time to take another break. So, what we're going to do, you have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. I'm Trencher. What the hell did you do? Your battery dying? We'll be right back.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Listen, all you motherfuckers!
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
And we are back. What? Oh, yeah. Seems like the chat room is still going absolutely apeshit over our last White People's Party or the Honky Alliance. Or... Interesting. By the way, if you want to join us, you can do so several different ways. First off, there's the IRC chat room. You can either go to spankwagon.net, click on cam/chat, and join us for Spankwagon Chat during our show. Or you can also give us a call during the show, 1-866-LV-ROCKS or 383-8120. So there you go. That's a room full of white people saying that, so that's an interesting... Oh, I am open-minded. I'm very open-minded, more so than you. Absolutely, absolutely, and I think we discussed this a few weeks ago before we went on our break. The whole fact that securing our borders and stuff. Hey, we'll revisit that topic. Jay isn't here to argue with us, but secure the borders, make people come in properly. I have no problem with that. Anywho, I think it's time for another one of everyone's favorite bits. It's time for. Dead celebrity of whenever. This music is very appropriate. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time where Spankwagon remembers the dead celebrity of the week. Actor James Doohan, who played the chief engineer Montgomery Scott in Star Trek, has passed away this week at the age of 85. Doohan, whose role was immortalized in the line, "Beam me up, Scotty," has been suffering from pneumonia and Alzheimer's disease. Whatever. His wife of 31 years, Wendy, was by his side. Doohan was a popular character actor when he auditioned for the part of Scotty in 1966. When the series ended in 1969, he found himself typecasted in the role. The Canadian-born actor was a master of dialect developed during his years on radio. Yes. When he asked what accent he thought his Star Trek character should have, he said, "I believe the Scott voice was the most commanding." Doohan's character, Scotty, manned the Starship Enterprise with Kirk, played by William Shatner, and Mr. Spock. Yes. And Mr. Spock, played by Leonard Nimoy. They starred together for 3 seasons before the U.S. network NBC canceled it because of weak ratings. Or you forget to breathe. I don't know. Maybe it eats away your brain. You become brain dead slowly. Find out and post something on the net. Find out and post something on Wagon, Spankwagon. The team, of course, of Star Trek reassembled when the franchise hit the big screen with Star Trek The Motion Picture when it was released in cinemas in 1979. Doohan appeared in 7 big screen episodes of Star Trek and continued to voice the franchise video games into the late 1990s. Although Doohan became synonymous with the line, "Beam me up, Scotty," it was actually never mentioned in the series. The closest was when Captain Kirk said, "Scotty, beam me up." Whatever. I think they did. Scotty. Star Trek Scotty dies. 85. Well, gee. Ow! Easily. I'd say the closest thing would be for Scotty, you know, for him, even though he's Canadian. So if you can play Canadian music, I mean, if you want to play something special. Let it be. You know, somehow I think it falls a little short. Maybe. No, I'm still going to think it falls a little short. Alrighty, what do we got? Twelve beers at Christmas. Hey, we were just reading some news about... we're going to go into Kreger Talk here for those of you who really love that stuff. Don't do that again, dude. We're going to go into some talk about cars here. We were just reading during the break that China has purchased MG Rover. The people who make the Rover and who make the MG. Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. What it wants to be. So, any further news on that? The cherry is literally right. It's a part to part copy of a Chevy Aveo, something like that. So, what they decided to do was they said, "Oh, well, you know, we'll go ahead and build this car." Yeah. I think it'd be very... I like Miatas. I really dig Ikari's Miata. I think they're very comfortable cars and they're fun. You know, it'd be very interesting to see an MG. No, I know. I know. MGs don't quite fit that bill for me. To me, they still look... You know, the old ones look blocky. They don't look comfortable. They do not look comfortable. Have you ever sat in one? Are they comfortable? Really? What do you mean it's difficult to get in and out of compared to a Neon? Ow. So basically, once you're in the vehicle, it's comfortable, it's a good ride. How did they handle? Oh. Maybe someone in our chat room can help us. So. Hmm. As long as, I mean, is he really truly Canadian? Huh? Tyke. I love it. The chat room's also bitching about the fact that we talk high and low and we'll purposely yell into the mics. And they're like, we need an AGC, or an automatic gain control, so that way we can't get loud like this. You already do, week in and week out. I think Anne Murray was the last thing you played. Yeah, you said you've had a lot of new music. This is the worst rip I've ever heard.
That never
ew.
Learns to dance.
Ew. Ew. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why do you even have that song? What is it? You put that fucking song in your random, okay? And you're sitting there and you're jamming out. And all of a sudden, The Rose comes up next on random. That was about as bad as when we used to do that shit purposefully during breaks and segments. I've heard that song way too many times this past week. I heard it on I don't remember what radio station, but a radio station played that song, so I do not want to hear it again. I don't remember. I was on scan and it played and then it went away and I'm like, no! Mm-mm. 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 What do you... Dead air. That's what our listeners are hearing. I'm not looking. This sounds interesting. Hey, I know this song. I like this mix. You You know what? That intro riff is a great riff. I wish there was an instrumental version of that song. Because yeah, this is Electric Six. What's that one? We have King Hesh opening up the green room door and headbanging to this. So if there's any Hesh listeners, he's headbanging to his song. Play the other song they do. Just so he knows what he's listening to. He headbangs to this group. No comment out of the King. None whatsoever. All right. Okay. Studio troll. What do you... Oh. Oh, that's sad. Okay, anybody who doesn't know anything about Vegas, which is a lot of people, here in Las Vegas right now, if you wanted to purchase a house, you would have to spend upwards of $250,000. This isn't a not-so-good house, an average house. My house is an average house. It's not in the slum. I think someone's exaggerating, but... Basically, if you wanted to buy my house, you'd have to, you know, fork out about $250,000 to $300,000. That's hardly affordable with teachers' salaries. Continue, Clark. Yes, from Iowa. Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, we knew housing was going to be expensive, so we didn't believe them. We're cynical. And leaving because they're making $100,000 more and they can move anywhere. Take that $100,000, purchase a house outright in cash, and be done. You own your home. Wow. $500,000. $500,000 for a house in Vegas that probably isn't a mansion by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. See, that's ridiculous. It's California ruining us, and we always like to blame California, and it's true. It's absolutely true. California has fucked us, and they have fucked us good. Well, first off, it happens frequently here in Clark County. Las Vegas, Nevada is comprised of Henderson, Las Vegas, North Las Vegas. It's all consolidated into what's called Clark County. Basically, what happens is Clark County School District hires in like 5,000 teachers, but every year they lose about 2,000 to 3,000, guaranteed. Now they're starting to hemorrhage out more, not exponentially more, but just enough to really scare the shit out of the district. And like you said, they had to remove affordable housing, and they had to put in roommate services. Another thing that's really fucking over the housing market here, if you really want to know, condominiums. And I'm not meaning condominiums that are being built as condominiums. No, I'm talking about property owners who own apartment complexes and realize that if people are willing to pay $500,000 for a four-bedroom, two-car garage, that they will pay $100,000 for a two-bedroom apartment. And all you're getting is an apartment. So, see, and that's just it. You're buying a goddamn apartment building. That means that 13 people have lived there before you in that apartment. You're not even getting sloppy seconds. You're getting sloppy 30 seconds. You know, and that's what's pathetic. And then, and you know, with the culture here, you know, people moving in and moving out, you're now buying a piece of property, which you're thinking, this will turn out to be a great investment. There is a bubble, folks. Anybody who knows anything about housing knows that there is a bubble. There has to be a bubble. Why? Okay. Right. Yeah. Really? Okay, so we're right there in the top three. We're bronze, and you know, that's sad. See, and that's just it. You know, the thing that scares me about this, and I'll be honest. Yes, I do own a home, so I'm pretty comfortable where I'm at. If I move, it's definitely not going to be here in Vegas. It's going to be outside of Vegas. It's going to be somewhere completely different. The thing is when you have these apartment complexes that are turning themselves into condos, that's what's scaring me, because you now, and that's just it. You have no security in where you're staying, no home security. Not as an alarm, but I mean as in the sense of, I know when I go home tonight, I have a house or an apartment that I'm renting and sleeping in. Yep, and this has happened several times here in the valley already, where property owners have said, "Oh, you're getting moved out," and they're like, "When? 3 days from now." I have considered it, but not to go back home to Iowa. I don't know. To be completely honest, I would not know at this point. I may move to where there's just a tad bit more weather. But still not quite the winter, because that whole fluffy white stuff you get in Iowa, the whole snow thing, really isn't my idea of a good time. She's not. You, her, and I have actually discussed this because you've been over to our house when we've talked about this. She does not like the idea of leaving Vegas. She loves Vegas, and I'm like, okay, we'll stay. You know, I'm no problem with that because we are established. But if there is an opportunity, we should not not look at that opportunity, in my opinion. We should always keep everything open. I have the feeling, but the wife does not. And that's okay. I mean, that's acceptable. It has to be there for both of us because now, well, maybe next week when I... Not next week. She'll be flying during the show next week, but maybe the week after. The thing is, you say the opportunity may be knocking, and yeah, maybe knocking, but you have to understand in my situation, I have a lot more to move now. I have been established in a house, which means I've collected a whole lot more crap. Also, I have a child, which makes it way more difficult to move and to figure out how to do everything without causing a major conflict. So, yes, it's not as easy. I mean, it's never going to be easy from this point out, considering I have been established in Vegas now. Oddly enough, I think on the 1st of August, I've been living out here for 6 years. Studio troll. So. That got something out of the green room. Sounded like fucking Count Chocula in the green room, though. Count what? Guinnessula. Drink. It sounds like. Are you slurring for them? Well, you what? Yeah, and that's just it. When you have a home and you realize that, you know, or we should say, when you live in an apartment, you know, and I've been an apartment dweller all my life up until the past few years where I've actually lived in a house. And to be honest, when you don't know that your apartment can be taken over and made into condos, that's pretty scary. That's a really scary situation. Here's the thing. Why didn't I not warn her in advance that we may be doing this? Yeah, that's true. Because that secures that deposit. That secures that. Yeah, so. You know, and that's a very valid point. You know, when he gets older, it's definitely more difficult. I used to move around, you know, because I have been an apartment dweller. So. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty content in apartment or house. But I like the house because I have my garage, I have my, you know, I have my space, and my neighbors don't have to hear me, and I don't have to hear them, and that's a really nice thing. So, that's my opinion. By the way, Vicurus is saying that was West Des Moines. So they're doing the same shit in Iowa. So what happens to the people who cannot afford to purchase houses, who are lifelong renters? What's going to happen to that segment? Are we increasing our own homeless because of this? Okay. Well, then you could barely you buy a small row house that's smaller than the studio for $300,000. Yeah, that's, oh man, even then, I mean, just a few years ago it was $300,000. But anyhow, as you're saying. Where is elsewhere? And mm-hmm. You know, that means you're moving into Oklahoma into a McMansion, and you live in Tornado Alley. I know that a longtime former listener and contributor, Whitey, you know, Whitey used to tell us the tornadoes that ripped through his small town of Moore. Ooh. Zoom. Shit, you wiped out my trailer park. Because people who can't afford to purchase, or... I think this could happen. I don't see that happening, because you have people who do purchase and they contribute very much in a similar manner, you know, property taxes and everything like that. I don't quite see it like that. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Very interesting. Well, considering we have zero manufacturing, I mean, we have so little information in manufacturing and anything of that nature that, you know, if you do anything that disrupts the gaming industry, now the gaming industry is going to see this as loss of employees that are qualified, legal. Very true. So, what do you think? Do you think that Las Vegas will shrink down then? Do you think that we will shrink down from the near 1.7 million people we have? Interesting. Very interesting. And that's something worth watching and following up on. Now, I know we've ended Spankwagon on kind of an interesting note, but we do need to wrap up. So what we're going to do is we... Oh, good. Go for it. Oh, so you don't have it quite ready to go. So, yeah, why don't we, you know, wrap up the show? Come on now. You can do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to, with your hosts, Claude Balls. I always try to do the nice thing. With your hosts, Trencher and Claude Balls. Yeah, thank you. Spankwagon Radio wants to say a few bits of thanks to everyone out there. First off, a big thank you to LV Rocks for letting us play around in their studios, fart in their chairs, and fuck around with the phone patch. Big thank you to our syndicates, Radio306.com and Extreme Radio Tampa. Also a big thank you to our podcaster, Autopodcaster.com. That's scary. Big thank you to our friends. Of course, there's ArsAnime.com. Well, our artist is not here today. We'll talk about that on the show. Don't Big thank you to VFTP.net and, of course, subject2discussion.com. And remember, if we're not live... And again, my name is Trencher. We will be back next week. You talk too much.